Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and this week, Veterans Week, and as we have done in the past on Sunrise Side, we have got five student essay winners from Taos Area Middle School giving their essays. And teacher Kelly Frank, once again, Kelly, these speeches have been very inspirational so far.
Thank you, Kevin. Today's essay, I think you'll really get a kick out of. As you know, the schools are incorporating here in Taos tons of technology. And on the day of the veterans visit, six veterans could come in live for interviews. But we had one very special veteran, William Wade, who works as an anesthesiologist up at St. Joe's Hospital. He was on call and couldn't come to the classroom. So believe it or not, he burned a CD interview of himself in the OR and was able to give his veterans visit electronically.
Wow.
Then the students at Taos Middle School in the seventh grade got to watch that on the big screen and take their notes just as if they were right there in the OR. And it was really cool. So today we've got a wonderful speech writer, Alexandra Perot. I think you'll love her speech about William Wade and Donna Mendiola.
Very nice. Welcome to the show, Alexandra.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Are you ready to go?
Yes.
Well, let's hear your essay.
You hear the shot. You felt the pain. The ground is turning red with your blood. You have to be rushed to the hospital. Thank goodness Mr. Wade is there to put you under while your leg is sewed up. Later, as you come out of the OR, you remember about the clean water you drank, and the memory drifts into your mind. Mendiola was working to purify your last sip of water. In your mind, you're thanking her for giving you what you needed. Those superheroes saved your life, their names forever etched in your mind. Donna Mendiola and Captain William Wade. When people see Mrs. Mendiola, they might mistakenly think, there's a quiet, content, boring, and ordinary librarian who has never seen anything remotely exciting in her life. Do you really want to know what she has seen, what she has gone through? Her story before being a librarian? Did you know that Donna Mendiola was one of the few people to drive a deuce and a half through the deserts of Kuwait? Can you believe she was the only girl to drive a 2-ton-and-a-half truck? And she went as fast as she could. Mrs. Mendiola wasn't happy sitting behind a desk, peering at papers over and over again. She didn't want the girl jobs. What she wanted to do was make a difference, to prove to the guys that she was no lady to be messed with. She signed up to be a chemical equipment mechanic after basic training for a grueling 10 weeks at Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri. Did I mention that she was one of the few people that graduated with a leadership award? Now that's something. During her service as a CEM, her job was to run machines that could purify water in case of a chemical attack. Mrs. Mendiola traveled to many places including Georgia, Maryland, and Kuwait. In Kuwait, they had no fresh, clean, running water or flushing toilets. I can't even imagine what that was like. Now she has friends all over the world due to her service time. She worries that some of her friends who were deployed to Iraq after 9/11 may not have returned. Mendiola is a superhero in many eyes. What a strong woman. Did you love The Last Veteran? Well, you'll love this one too. A lot. You probably have seen this man at our own hospital in Taos. Been helped by this man. I introduce to you Captain William Wade. Captain William Wade is a man of great skill. He served in the Army for 8 years as a nurse and anesthetist. He must have been amazing because he shook hands with the General Schumacher on his first day and was actually coined on his first day. What an honor for that to happen. Mr. Wade has had some expeditions to an exotic country, including Germany and Europe. In Europe, this medical hero worked at the largest hospital. I would need a map to work there. Mr. Wade has gone through many traumatic amputations and put many people under so they would not feel the operation. Mr. Wade has seen things he hopes we will never experience. Mr. Wade has had an amazing career and a very busy one too. When he retired, he still liked being the anesthesiologist, so he took a job at St. Joseph's Hospital, where he puts people under before surgeries. Mr. Wade is a great example of valor, integrity, patriotism, and so much more. Next time you see Mr. Wade, Tell him thank you for what he has done for our country. As you now know, WKJC listeners, these fine veterans have what it takes to be a superhero. They are not ordinary nurses or librarians. They are so much more. Next time you see them, don't be shy. Say thank you and brighten up their day. Make sure they know you care. Make them feel special. And don't ever forget what they did for us.
Alexandra Perot, probably quite a learning experience for you, right?
Correct.
Yeah, and now you know a little bit more about what the folks do when they're in the military.
Yes.
Well, we're glad you could join us today, Alexandra. Very nice job on your essay.
Thank you.
Alexandra Perot, and we have one more to do before we wrap up the week with our Hometown Hero Essays during this Veterans Day week here on Michigan Sunrise Side Today.